conditions of illness then were quite serious, because we lived a long way, both from the doctor and an extra long way from the hospital. And I suspect she couldn't face the fact that maybe I was ill.
What were your symptoms?
Loss of weight, though always hungry, excuse me, and eating a lot, and terrible, terrible thirst. Oh, constantly thirsty. And it wasn't until one night, after dinner, I was feeling so ill that I started to cry. And my dad must have said, this has gone on long enough, she must see a doctor. And that was when I was taken to see the local doctor. And he diagnosed immediately diabetes, just from the urine sample. And I was sent, must have been almost immediately, within a day, to the West Suffolk General Hospital. Well, they knew I was a diabetic when I went, so it wasn't a case of them diagnosing. It was a case of them treating then. And
what are your memories of the hospital?
Of being afraid. I'd never been in hospital before. It was then an old hospital, and it was army huts, long huts, with, I suspect, about 20 or 30 patients in a ward, which I quite like. I still do like a ward to be in, because I like to see the different people. I'm not fond of private rooms. Of being afraid of everything. Although, looking back, they were all very kind and nice, but the uniforms and the matron, terrified. And of always being hungry, because I was put on a diet immediately. And the way they found how much insulin to give me, I don't know whether they do it today, I can't imagine that they do, but I would be given, before each meal, a large glass of glucose, which they must have measured what that would show up somehow, and then insulin. And gradually the glucose was lessened and lessened till I wasn't having any. And I suppose that way they calculated how much insulin I needed.